Thank you, Angela, and welcome back to Greenwald as we have game number two on its way here shortly for you this afternoon. That'll be Lake Henry and St. Martin. St. Martin just recently defeated El Rosa 4-0. And this ball game, the result of Lake Henry was supposed to play Spring Hill. And Spring Hill ended up forfeiting their game with Lake Henry today. They had a number of players that did test positive for COVID during the week. So it was Spring Hill's choice to forfeit their game against Lake Henry for the safety of all. And that's what they did.
And I think it's Spring Hill decision, or I'm sure they could have had enough to field the team, but I think they more than likely did the right thing by just getting out of it, I would imagine, because how acceptable would people be, that's hard to say, but it is what it is, Randy, like we said before, and it's a tough call, and feel bad for Spring Hill. They're playing some great baseball,
yeah.
And it would have been a great matchup here.
The reality of this virus has hit us all here today, I guess, that this stuff can happen.
Yep,
so
it has
happened to us. Don, St. Martin and Lake Henry, you've got some starting lineups for us today.
I do. Leading off for Lake Henry, it will be the visitors today on the scoreboard. Leading off playing left field will be Nick Dingman. Batting second, doing the catching today will be Shane Campson. Batting third, playing shortstop, will be Matt Quaid. Batting fourth, doing the pitching today will be Grant Ludwig. Batting fifth, playing third base will be Matt Leeser. Batting sixth, playing second base, Sam Hupfer. Batting seventh, a designated hitter will be Adam Miller. He will be batting for the right fielder, Nick Ryman. Batting eighth, playing center field, will be Cooper Bass. And batting ninth, playing first base, will be Colin Spooner. For St. Martin, their lineup will look like this in the second game for them today. Leading off, playing center field today, will be Brian Schlungen. Batting second, playing third base, will be Scott Schlungen. Doing the catching today will be Kyle Leeser. Batting fourth, playing first base, will be Jalen Arsenal. Playing right field, batting fifth, will be Matthew Schlungen. Batting sixth, playing left field, will be Michael Schlungen. Batting seventh, the designated hitter today will be Avery Schmidt. He will be batting for the pitcher today, which will be Ben Schrader. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tanner Arsenault. Batting ninth, playing shortstop today will be Derek Cole. Them are your starting lineups for game two today.
All right, your starting lineups here on KASM. Ben Schrader taking his warm-up tosses. Region 15C, we're brought to you by our Region 15C sponsors. And those businesses, we thank them for their support. El Rosa Lumber Company, the Greenwall Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork, World Spring Hill, BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Albany Chrysler Center, the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Gilliland Chevrolet in St. Cloud, Promotional Resources Incorporated of St. Joe, and St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, some of our sponsors. We'll keep mentioning those great players. We call them our players. They're our sponsors here on KASM. Nick Dingman in the batter's box. The first pitch from right-hander Ben Schrader is a strike, and 0-1 to Dingman. Dingman, Shane Campson, and Matt Quaid facing right-hander Ben Schrader. And the pitch high to Dingman in the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike. Lineup a little different for Lake Henry today than it was last weekend. No Levi Bass, no Carter Wessel. Here's a pop-up shallow center field coming in hard. Brian Schlungen make the catch for the out. Let's set up the Martins for you defensively. Over at third, Scott Schlungen at shortstop today. Derek Cole at second base for the Martins, Tanner Arsenault, and at first base, Jalen Arsenault. In left field, you'll find Michael Schlungen in center field and Brian Schlungen. He just made that catch, and out right field, Matthew Schlungen. Behind the plate, Kyle Leeser, and on the mound, Ben Schrader. As he delivers to Shane Campson, a ball high and 1-0. 1-0 the count. St. Martin beating El Rosa this morning 4-0, and that pitch bouncing up to the plate in 2-0. Last night we had a thriller. Watkins scoring a run in the ninth inning, beat Kimball 4-3. Other baseball scores today in 8C, Buckman beat Avon 4-3 in that ball game. As Ben Schrader delivers, there's a pitch inside and the count 3-0. Last night it was Bird Island over Starbuck in Region 4C, 3-0. I had a Raymond Milroy score. That game was in the eighth inning, and it was Raymond 10, Milroy 3 in the eighth inning. There's a strike call to Campson. and the count at 3-1. And the Foley and St. Joe game in 11th after 6, Foley 4, St. Joe 3. Pitch is a strike called, and the count now 3-2.
Shane was on his way to first base on that one with a full count here now.
Three outs, two strikes, one out, no one on for Lake Henry here in the top of the first. And Schrader's curveball, that's beaten on the ground to first. Arsenal feels it, throws to Schrader, covering, and a 3-1 putout. Jalen had to put a little pepper on that throw.
He did, and I watched Ben Schrader coming over to first base, and he's going, I got to get my foot feet right here so I get the right foot on the base here so I don't get stepped on. And I tell you, Shane Gamson was right there.
3-1 on the putout, two outs, and here's Matt Quaid. Matt hit the ball really well last weekend. And the pitch is a strike called, 0-1. The ball, it's one strike.
He's hitting around 600 here with three doubles, a couple base on balls.
Quaid will take inside for a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike.
Lake Henry's team average right now, 363. Shane Campson was at 375, and I tell you, they're hitting the ball.
Yeah, they are. One ball, one strike. Here's Ben Schrader. Curveball in. Quaid beats that one past the third baseman. Scott Schlungen in the left field, a solid base hit.
He's seeing the ball well right now, Matthew Quaid, because you could tell it on that curveball. Just that weight distribution, the way you set up in the batter's box, you get your momentum towards that pitcher. When you see that curveball, you can hold back, keep your hands back, and then come through the swing. Then you're seeing the ball well.
That'll bring Grant Ludwig to the plate. Grant, he's had a good region tournament,
yes,
too.
Yes, he has. Grant's hitting 600 also, and double a couple of base on balls.
Quaid goes on the first pitch, and he's thrown out by the catcher, Kyle Leeser. I think the hit and run was on early, and Grant Ludwig taken on that pitch as they look at each other with big question marks on their faces. But that'll end the first inning for Lake Henry. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We played a half an inning, Lake Henry nothing. St. Martin coming to bat. More baseball in a minute on KAMM.
For over 30 years to offer you the best quality steel for roofing and siding panels. Kramer Lumber will offer the quality and dependability you are looking for along with superior service and an industry-leading product line. With different profiles and colors to choose from, you'll find what you like for your building project. For roofing, siding panels, and trim and other important accessories, your place is Kramer Lumber, serving the area since 1958. Stop in today and ask them about building with Fabrell.
A smile with healthy teeth makes a good first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime, and the team at Albany Family Dentistry are ready to assist you by keeping those teeth and your mouth healthy. By offering comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, and teeth whitening. Albany Family Dentistry can help maintain the health of your teeth for a lifetime. Call for an appointment at 845-2032. And best of luck to all area baseball teams from Albany Family Dentistry.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
All righty. Back to the ball game here. Lake Henry on the field right now, and starting pitcher Grant Ludwig will face Brian Schlungen, Scott Schlungen, and Kyle Leeser. And Brian fouls this one back and out of play over everybody's head, and the count 0-1 to Brian Schlungen. Ball's one strike. Grant Ludwig delivers, and Schlungen, a fly ball to right field, going back by the fence. Up against the fence, it goes off of Ryman's glove. Schlungen digging for second. He's going to try for three, and the throw not in time, and that will be a triple.
Tournament so far.
So Brian Schlungen gets himself a triple as the right fielder, Nick Ryman, went high in the air to try to make the catch, and it did not work. And Schlungen legs it out for a three-bagger. Well, Donnie, you got your wish.
Got my triple. I'll tell you what, you weren't going to keep Brian quiet this whole tournament, I didn't think, anyhow. And Scott gets hit by a pitch and still looking for his first hit, but tell you what, he wants to get on base.
Yes, he does. Home plate umpire Craig Ehrlichman. He's behind the plate today. And Jameson, it's B. Jameson. Is it Brian or Brad or Brent or...
Jameson.
B.
Jameson. Comes up.
Here comes...
Held up.
Looked like almost a safety squeeze.
No, I think it got past the catcher back here.
Okay.
And it rolled towards the backstop, and it didn't roll far enough. And Brian was... He was halfway down the line and put the brakes on.
Jameson Barrett on the base paths. So Scott Schlungen goes to second. Brian Schlungen decided to retreat to third. Second and third, nobody out. Kyle Leeser at the plate. And Kyle follows this off down the third baseline.
It was a good decision on Brian's part there because Grant Litterwig was covering the plate here. I think they would have had a play.
Nobody out for the Martins here in the first. Grant Ludwig's pitch bounces in dirt. Shane Campson able to dig that. And the count, two balls and a strike. Loser of this ball game will be the number 4 seed out of Region 15C. The winner will get a shot at Kimball tomorrow. Here's Leeser. Ground ball to third. Leeser looks Scott Schlungen back and throws Kyle Leeser out at first. 5-3 in the put-up. Too many Leesers on this play.
Schlungen's on the bases and the Leeser at the plate. And
Matt Leeser over at third. Got to bring Jalen Arsenault to the plate. Jalen gets moved up in the order after that good first game. 3 hits in that first game. Batting cleanup right now. The first pitch to Jalen, a ball 1-0. Runners at second and third. One out. Ludwig's pitch bouncing up to the plate, and Shane Campson getting a workout early on.
You wonder how long it takes in the week to get back in the no pain zone.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the 2-0 to Arsenault. A little bit low for a ball, and now 3-0 on deck. Matthew Schlungen. 3 balls, no strikes. Grant Ludwig kicks and delivers, and Arsenault drives this one to right center field. Nobody's going to get that one. It'll score two as Jalen Arsenault pulls into first base. Here comes the throw to the plate, and it hits Scott Schlungen. I think Scott got a late start as he thought maybe it was going to get caught. Now Arsenault is going to take second base after the ball got away from Shane Campson, but... Yeah, an RBI single scoring the Schlungen brothers, and Jalen Arsenault goes to second, which would be an error on the throw that got away from Shane Campson. So that error from the cutoff man, I don't know. Sam Hupfer was cutting it there, so an E4. At the plate, Matthew Schlungen. Matthew with a count of 1-1. Jalen Arsenault at second.
Getting his hot streak here today.
Grant Ludwig works from the stretch and his pitch. There's a strike called and 1-2. So this will be the final game of the day here at Greenwald. We'll get set for 2 more games tomorrow. 1-2. Big breaking ball that drops in a little bit low for a ball. And 2-2. 2-2 the count. And a swing and a miss. Matthew Schlungen out on strikes. With 2 outs, it'll be Michael Schlungen coming to the plate. Michael in left field today, batting with Jalen at second and 2 down. Breaking ball from Grant Ludwig. Gets his knees to wobble a little bit in the box.
Well, it looks like it's going to hit you, so you kind of don't know if you should bail or not. And tell you, I guess the knee's a little weak.
Yep. There's a swing and a miss by Michael Slungin, strike two. Earlier today, St. Martin defeated El Rosa 4-0. 4-0 in that ball game. We'll start getting some finals in that Foley-St. Joe game, I would imagine, from the Milroy and Raymond game. We should be getting a final from that ball game pretty soon. Some other regions where baseball is going on right now. Pitch inside to Michael Slungin. The count, 1-2. Grant Ludwig looks back to second, and now he comes home, and that breaking ball in the dirt bounces away from Shane Campson, and Jalen Arsenal go to third. You throw that many in the dirt, Don, eventually something's going to bounce away from you. It really will.
It will.
Yeah.
Had a few of them already here.
Grant's got to bring that ball up in the strike zone just a little bit. The 2-2 pitch. Slung in a ground ball past Carl Leeser in the third base coach box. And a count at 2-2 yet.
Oh, this is actually the bottom of the first, isn't it?
It is.
According to scoreboard, they got a top of first.
There's strike three called. Slungin gets caught looking, and that'll end the first for the Martins. Two runs on two hits. There was one error and one man left on base. We have played one inning. It's St. Martin 2, Lake Henry nothing. We'll be back with more baseball in a minute here on KFM.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard feed dealer. Find the perfect blend of Hubbard feeds for your dairy operations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds, too. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and offers delivery right to your farm. If you are looking to buy or sell your grains, talk with Tim for pricing. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard feed dealer, wishes good luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams competing in the 2020 Region 15C tournament.
If you're looking for a grand slam of an agency, Kensington Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual are your sluggers at the plate. From protecting all of your personal needs to ensuring your farm and business, we've got you covered. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Kensington Insurance Agency is proud to support all the local teams in the Region 15C Baseball Tournament. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Region Baseball here on KASM. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. We're brought to you by Albany Family Dentistry, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Kramer Lumber True Value in Melrose, Kensington Insurance Agency, West Central Sanitation, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Trappers Pub and Grub and Farming, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, and Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming. They bring us baseball. Grant Ludwig was at the plate when Matt Quaid got caught stealing. Back in the first inning, 2-0 St. Martin, and Ludwig a check swing, a strike, and 0-1. Ben Schrader on the mound. Pitch, a swing and a miss by Ludwig, and 0-2.
Ben's got that good breaking ball, doesn't he? You watched him pitch over the years. He's got a heck of a curveball.
The ball's 2-2. Overcast skies in Greenwald this afternoon, and Ludwig will follow this back and out of play. And the count at 0-2 yet. Schrader gets a new baseball back, and Ben is ready to go as the right-hander kicks and delivers. This one popped up, followed again by Grant Ludwig, back and out of play. Our baseball brought to you by Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo, and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville. The 0-2 to Ludwig, and just missing outside the count, 1-2. 1-2 the count. Schrader, his pitch, and Ludwig gives it a ride to left center field. Coming hard is center fielder Ryan Slungin, and he can't make the catch. That'll drop in front of him. And the Lakers pick up a hit here in the second.
Well, doesn't doesn't seem to carry much today, does it, Randy?
No, other than Kyle Leeser's home run ball went pretty well. And the ball, if you hit him to right field.
Yeah, I think so. You're right.
Third baseman Matt Leeser into the batter's box. The pitch to Leeser. He has a strike called 0-1. Young ball player, this Matt Leeser.
He's got three hits in this tournament so far already. He's got 272. He's got a double.
A little late on that pitch from Ben Schrader in the count 0-2. The ball, two strikes. Ludwig will lead from first. Jalen Arsenal holding him there. And Ben Schrader delivers, and Leeser will follow this back and over our heads. The count at 0-2 yet. The ball, it's two strikes. Schrader deals, and Leeser lines a single up the middle. That's a solid base hit. And the Lakers start with base hits from their first two men.
Yeah, Matt Leeser here. He's a nice addition to this Lakers team here. He's a young man, and puts the bat on the ball.
Yeah.
Just what I've seen him play so far.
And he's down in the count there.
Yes, he does.
Gets a good cut.
He doesn't get cheated.
That'll bring Sam Hupford to the plate. St. Martin leading 2-0. We're in the top of the second inning. Ben Schrader working from the stretch. Now he wants Kyle Leeser to go through some signs again with him.
He said Ben Schrader took the year off last year, and he was in Hawaii, you said?
He was.
I don't think he played baseball down there, did he?
I don't know. Sam Hupford tries to sacrifice and pushes the bunt foul down the first baseline, and the count 0-1 to Sam. More region baseball sponsors, Scooters Trucking, Virgil's Big Arena over in Farming, the Freeport State Bank, and their offices, Corky's Bar in Richmond, and Worms Lumber in Ready Mix. In New Munich, Sox Center and Long Prairie. There's a strike call to Hupford, and now 0-2, and
tough pitch to bunt there for Sam with curveball.
Yeah, and now you're looking at 0-2. You just want to punch it in there. Burr takes another breaking ball, and he's caught looking. Boy, that curveball is a dandy by Ben Schrader.
Well, he put two of them right where he wanted to on there. He froze Sam on that last one. I think he was looking something different.
Going to bring designated hitter Adam Miller to the plate. Adam got a pinch hit last weekend. This first game he starts, and now the ball goes off of Kyle Leeser's mitt and all the way to the backstop, and there's your sacrifice.
Don't need the big button if you do that.
That'll be a pass ball. It goes right off of Kyle's glove.
Mixing the signs a little bit, maybe?
I think so. Maybe a little mix in the signs. Other Region 15C sponsors, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, Grove Mutual Insurance Company over in Meyer Grove, Albany and Richmond A&W. Hey, stick around. Our post-game show will name a player of the game today. That player receives a $10 certificate they can redeem over at either Albany or Richmond A&W. One ball, no strikes. Adam Miller, a check swing on a pitch outside, and the count now 2-0.
Footer sitting over in the dugout there, Nathan Schlangen. He's got himself a nice, comfortable chair. He's going to take this game off, I think.
Two balls, no strikes. And Miller will pop this back. Out of play, and the count 2-1.
Nathan got popped in the hand at one of the at-bats in the game previous. Took himself out after that, after he got on base.
2-1 the count. Runners at second and third, and Miller lays off that pitch again. And now 3-1 to designated hitter Adam Miller. On deck, it's Cooper Bast. Three balls, one strike. And Miller chops this one off the plate. Trying to score is Grant Ludwig, and he's going to make it to the plate as the throw from Scott Schlungen in the dirt to Kyle Leeser. And safe at the plate is Grant Ludwig, and Grant comes up hobbling. I think he might have banged his knee pretty hard against Kyle Leeser there.
Yeah, Kyle kind of got the plate blocked a little bit there, and tell you what, it was a bad throw from Scott at third base.
It was. It was in.
All he needed to do was take his time there. I think he had an easy play at the plate.
So reaching on the fielder's choice is Adam Miller. Grant Ludwig scores. And at the plate, Cooper Bast. And the first pitch to Cooper is a strike, 0-1.
Cooper looking for his first hit here yet. He's got a base on balls.
Cooper Bast in center field. Runners at first and third. Now 2-1 our score. And the pitch to Cooper Bast, a little bit low for a ball. Nope. Ehrlichman is saying outside. And the count, 1-1. Ben Schrader is animated when he does not get a call, that's for sure. Bast looks to bunt, and now Matthew Leeser was coming. Here's the throw by Kyle Leeser, and they're saying safe as Matthew Leeser gets underneath that tag from Scott Schlungen again.
That throws one from Scott to get the guy at the plate here. Now Kyle Leeser
reciprocates.
One. Yeah, gives him one back.
Scott was lucky he was able to scoop that out of the dirt, and then he tried to put a tag on Matthew Leeser yet. So was that like a safety squeeze or squeeze? I kind of wonder, because it just didn't develop as Bast got a strike call there, and now he swings at one. So
Matthew's lucky to be back there at third base.
I would say.
He was picked off.
Two balls, one strike. And a swing by Cooper Bass and a miss that gets by Kyle Leeser. Here comes the throw. No throw even made. Bass is going to reach, and Leeser comes in to score. Kyle Leeser?
He's out.
Oh, he is out because
first base was occupied.
First base was occupied. Okay, but Kyle Leeser could not get rid of that ball back by the fence and playing with that bad hammy. So two outs.
Strikeout
on a wild pitch. Our game is tied 2-2. Adam Miller ends up on second with Leeser scoring. And at the plate, number 9 hitter Colin Spooner. And the pitch to Spooner is high for a ball, 1-0.
Be major leagues right now. We'd have gone through a dozen baseballs already. Everything that hit the dirt.
You're right. 1-0 to Spooner. Spooner drives it to left field, coming hard, slugging. He drops the ball as it goes off of his glove as he dives, and Schlungen is hurt out in left field now on a base hit by Colin Spooner. So I don't know what happened with Matthew, but he dove at the last second, and he had the ball in his glove, and then it came out. Now they're calling for a little bit of help for Matthew. If he jammed his wrist when he fell on the ground and that ball popped out, that may have been the case.
Looked like his arm landed kind of awkwardly, his hand or wrist or whatever.
So there is a break in the action here at Greenwald, and why don't we do this? We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and we'll be back with more baseball in 2 minutes.
In farming, you can't always count on the weather, but you can count on a bank that specializes in agricultural lending, like Freeport State Bank. They know it and live it. Call or swing by to ask about competitive farm loans for prosperity and peace of mind. Freeport State Bank has helped farmers weather the storm since 1908, and they're here for you today. Freeport State Bank, Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming. The Grill at Trapper's Pub and Grub opens at 11 a.m. daily and features a full-service bar. Nightly specials begin at 5. Tuesday is taco night. Wednesday, it's $6 burger baskets. And Thursday is fajita night. Plus, catering is always an option when you're hosting an event. Don't miss the boat on a great meal when you stop by Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming for takeouts or catering. Phone 548-3700. Kuhn is offering a new generation of round balers, enabling you to meet the challenges of tomorrow with simple yet reliable designs. The VB3100 series offers a wide range of variable chamber round balers to match your individual needs and are available now at Lake Henry Implement, your Kuhn dealer in Lake Henry. Kuhn VB 3100 Series round balers feature OptiFlow or integral rotor technology to provide high-performance bale throughput in diverse crop conditions. They're designed for fast, consistent bale starting and produce very firm bales with moderate cores. Kuhn round balers not only produce top-quality bales, but are built for unmatched reliability with fewer moving parts. For outstanding performance from start to finish and consistent quality bales, stop in or call Lake Henry Implement to find out more today. For over 60 years, you have come to depend on AM 1150 KASM Albany. Now on FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany. And 24 hours a day on KASM Albany at FM 107.7.
We're coming back from an injury timeout. Michael Slungin has come out of left field, Don.
Yeah, Chaz Hinton's going to take over for him. Looked like he had a little trouble after he got up to throw a baseball. So it's a shoulder, wrist, hand. We're not quite positively sure here.
Nick Dingman at the plate, 1-1 count, and Nick will pop this one up in the infield. Jalen Arsenault over at first. Calls for it, makes the catch for the out. And that's going to end the second inning for the Lakers. But the Lakers even things up, and actually they take the lead here in the inning as Adam Miller scored on that spooner hit. So three runs and three hits. There were no errors. And one man left on base. After 1.5, it's Lake Henry 3, St. Martin 2. More baseball in a minute here on KASM.
Work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Sometimes we overlook the benefits of a local service provider. At Albany Mutual Telephone, we realize you have options, and we know you need more than just a local provider. You need up-to-date, cutting-edge technology. With our fiber-to-the-home network, you get access to groundbreaking internet speeds. We take pride in serving our customers better than anyone else, and providing really fast internet speeds, too. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home. 320-845-2101.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
All right, back here in Greenwald, bottom of the second inning, 3-2. Lake Henry's taking the lead over St. Martin. Avery Schmitz at the plate. The count, 1-1. Grant Ludwig on the mound. And Ludwig kicks and delivers, and Schmitz a ground ball foul down the first base line. And the count, 1-2. St. Martin all of a sudden is becoming the banged up as we saw Nathan Schlungen get hit on the wrist. Now Michael Schlungen out with some kind of arm or shoulder injury.
Kyle Leeser
with the hamstring injury as Schmidt swings and misses. He's out on strikes.
They probably would like to have that that bye going into state, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they would. Yeah. Bring Tanner Arsenault to the plate. The pitch to Tanner, low for a ball, 1-0.
Just about a bag of ice into the dugout, so
1-0, Arsenault ground ball to third. Matthew Leeser up with it over to first, and 5-3 on the putout of Tanner Arsenault. Bring number 9 hitter Derek Cole to the plate. Derek Cole, first at bat here, playing shortstop, and pops this one up in foul ground. Carlin Spooner will make the catch for the out, and the Martins go 1-2-3 here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We have played 2, Lake Henry 3, St. Martin 2. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is where you have to start. For more than 35 years, Pep's Pork has been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. It's all about the quality and how they raise their hogs, grow their crops, and process their meat products before it hits your plate. We encourage you to try Pep's Pork products and become one of our satisfied customers.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Back in Greenwald, top of the third inning, Randy and Don with you. This game has had some quirky moments already, hasn't it?
I tell you, it's going to be a little different battle here in this game compared to the first game, where it was 4-0 in that game, and we'll see once how it progresses.
Shane Campson, the number two hitter in the Laker lineup, leads it off in the first pitch from Ben Schrader is a strike called 0-1. Campson bounced out to first in his first at bat. Shane, I'm sure, is looking at that right field porch and just salivating, knowing I would love to reach that right field porch ball and the count 1-1. There's a breaking ball strike and the count 1-2. Foley has defeated St. Joseph today in Region 11 seed. That means St. Joe is eliminated. Monticello Luxembourg up next in 11 seed.
And Campson's the type of hitter. He can hit it anywhere for power, can he?
Yes, he can. Can take it the other way if he needs to. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pitch inside, a ball in the count full at 3-2. Campson, Quaid, and Ludwig here in the third for Lake Henry. Big high chop to Jalen at first. He'll spear it and flip it to Ben Schrader again, and another 3-1 put out of Shane Campson.
The same play almost as well. A little better play this time.
Yeah, nice play by Jalen to get that big hop.
Jalen's just playing great baseball today, isn't he?
He is.
Playing defensively, offensively.
Bring Matt Quaid to the plate. Matt 1-for-1. And Ben Schrader's pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strike. Ben Schrader has that sign from Kyle Leeser, and the pitch is high and 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. And the pitch, swing and a miss by Quaid, and the count at 2-1. Well, I take that back. My source said that he typed the wrong score for the Milroy-Raymond game. It was Milroy 11-3 over Raymond. So Milroy has defeated Raymond 11-3. There's a strike to Quaid, and the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Sean, you're forgiven. Just keep feeding me scores. 2-2 the count, 1 out. Quaid bloops this one foul and out of play. The count stays 2-2. So a lot of region brackets starting to fill in. Ben Schrader ready. And that 2-2 pitch coming to Quaid. Matthew gives it a long ride to left field. This one is back by the fence and gone. Did you see the splash from the hockey rink? He put it in the hockey rink and a big splash. Wow. Quaid with a solo blast, and it's now 4-2 Lake Henry. There is water behind that
fence. That there fence, there is water back there. I don't know where they went with all the water yesterday.
And Grant Ludwig will take a strike call to 1-1. They said they did pump some in some fields, and some of the city sewer took it, too.
Yeah. Storm sewers, yeah.
Storm sewer. There's a strike call to Ludwig in 0-2. The ball's two strikes. Ben Schrader ready. The pitch, a swing and a miss. Ludwig's out on strikes for the second out in the inning.
That got Ben Schrader fired up a little bit, that one. He didn't want to give that one up. He had two strikes on him. He left that curveball hang.
But we talked earlier about the ball not maybe carrying, but if you hit him,
they still go.
They still go. That's right. Here's Matt Leiser. Matt 1-for-1 today. First pitch to Matt inside a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strike. 4-2, Lake Henry leading St. Martin in the third, and Leiser swings over the top of that breaking ball in the count 1-1.
Twins leading 3-0 over Kansas City in their first game today, fourth inning.
1-1, Leiser will take a strike called, and now 1-2. Boy, Schrader as a pitcher makes a hitter think. It's like, so come fastball and then curveball, and then you're all of a sudden guessing. What the heck is next? That one bounces up to the plate. And off
that
the
really,
tile.
Yeah, it really gets you going, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Curveball, fastball, one in the dirt, then what do you do?
Yeah, now what do you do?
If you're looking curveball, it's hard to lay off of.
You rely on your wrist, and you concentrate on that little area across the plate. It's easier said than done, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Here's the pitch to Leiser, breaking ball, and it freezes him at the plate. He's out on strikes, and that ends the third for the Lakers. But they get a run on that Quade home run. One run, one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. After 2.5, Lake Henry 4, St. Martin 2. More baseball in a minute here on KASM.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
You can trust Central Minnesota Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual to take care of you today and tomorrow. Serving you is our specialty because we make your needs our priority. Get coverage from the people you know will be there when you need them most. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Crystal R., Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency today. Call 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Randy and Don back with you. Bottom of the third inning. Brian Schlungen, the leadoff man for the Martins, leads off the third. And Schlungen a ground ball down the third base line. Leiser fields it. His throw to first. Not in time as Brian Schlungen will beat it out. Matthew Leiser fielded that one over the third base bag and then threw a one hopper to first and just couldn't get it there in time. That'll be an infield single.
Couldn't get any mustard on that throw, could he? Well, he was right behind the bag at third base there, too, and he just couldn't get himself planted early enough. And
I bring Scott Schlungen to the plate. Scott hit by a pitch, scored one of the Martin runs back in the first inning. And Brian Schlungen had led that first inning off with a triple and a hit by pitch. And Jalen Arsenault able to get an RBI, score a couple there.
Brian coming to life here now in the previous game and this game is
getting that average.
Yes.
Up there. First pitch a strike. Schlungen will take outside. That is Scott Schlungen and the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. For those maybe expecting Lake Henry to play Spring Hill today, that game did not happen. Lake Henry then came to the park here and they played St. Martin, who won the first game. Going on the pitch is Brian Schlungen. Here's a pop-up foul. Lees are giving chase, and that's going to end up in the bleacher section. Spring Hill ended up forfeiting to Lake Henry. That was earlier this morning. They had a number of players come down with COVID, testing positive for COVID. So they felt it was in their best decision and for the safety of all concerned that they forfeit their right to play. So that left Lake Henry with a state tournament spot, and St. Martin and Lake Henry now playing for a seeding spot. Here's a steal by Brian Schlungen, and he's going to go in safely as the throw from Shane Campson sailed. Sam Hupfer fielded that one behind the bag in the second, Don. And
got there a little late, didn't
he? Got there late, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to probably not tag anybody out feeling it from behind the bag here unless that guy slides way past the bag on the inside.
That was a strikeout by Scott Schlungen for the first out. As they had Brian Steeling on the play, and now Carl Leeser.
I think they thought that was a strike, but
no,
he did call it.
And in the batter's box now, it's Kyle Leeser. Kyle grounded out to third in his first at bat. 4-2, Lake Henry. This one's popped up foul by the backstop and caught by Shane Campson for the out. Nice catch by Shane behind home plate to make that catch for the second out.
You said Lake Henry on their way to the state tournament again. But I say hello to Herb Ludwig. Lake Henry 1959 state tourney team. He's listening from Buffalo, Minnesota. So keep joining us, Herb.
Curveball to Jalen Arsenault, a strike called, 0-1. Yeah, we see Herb Ludwig almost at every state tournament. Oh, on the count, two outs, Brian Schlungen at second. Grant Ludwig's pitch, high for a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Ludwig looks back to second and comes home, and Arsenault swings at the breaking ball and misses strike two.
Jalen's going, wow, said I should have had that one.
Jalen with the base hit today, 1-for-1. Ludwig's ready, and his pitch on the way, and Arsenault slaps it to right field. Ryman coming in, he's going to bounce in front of him and get through his legs. It'll score Brian Schlungen, and on his way to second is Jalen Arsenault. That'll be a hit and an error. Hit and an error allowing Arsenault to take second. Nick Ryman did not get a real good jump on that ball.
I didn't see it. I was kind of blinded by this post here, so I didn't quite see what he did there.
And at the plate, it's Matthew Schlungen. Second error of the ball game for Lake Henry. Here's Schlungen, a line drive that Leeser spears at third for the final out of the inning.
Oh.
For St. Martin, one run on two hits. There was an error and one left on base. We played three innings. Lake Henry, 4, St. Martin, 3. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Everyone at Dairyland Supply thrives on customer service, whether it be at the parts counter, on the farm site service call, or the sale of a piece of equipment. We make sure that our customer is happy. We carry the parts on hand for silo unloaders, Ritchie waterers, spreaders, TMR mixers, and a lot more. If you are having trouble finding a part, give Mike, Lashana, or Dan a call at 800-338-6455 because we are happy to help. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Kramer Lumber and Fabrell have partnered together for over 30 years to offer you the best quality steel for roofing and siding panels. Kramer Lumber will offer the quality and dependability you are looking for along with superior service and an industry-leading product line. With different profiles and colors to choose from, you'll find what you like for your building project. For roofing, siding panels, and trim and other important accessories, your place is Kramer Lumber, serving the area since 1958. Stop in today and ask them about building with Fabrell.